Now, without any further delay, I would like to turn today's live meeting over to your first presenter, Gilad Shainer. Gilad, I'll hand it off to you.
Thank you very much, Amy. So hello and welcome to the webcast. I'm Gilad Shainer, Director of Technical Marketing and responsible for high performance computing at Mellanox Technologies. In this webcast, we will review the importance of the interconnect for compute clusters and especially for high performance applications. We will also review the new capabilities of Windows HPC Server 2008 and how it fully utilizes InfiniBand interconnect for high performance and productivity. Mellanox Technologies is a leading supplier for high performance InfiniBand end-to-end solutions and 10 gigabit Ethernet silicon and NICs. Mellanox solutions are designed to provide the needed I/O capability for the current and future compute clusters. Our products are being used for servers, storage, switches, and embedded systems, and are supported by virtually all of the application providers. As we will show throughout the presentation, the interconnect greatly influences the compute cluster capabilities and efficiency. Choosing the right interconnect to balance the rest of the cluster components is essential in order to maintain high productivity and for not creating artificial bottlenecks. The interconnect is in many cases a competitive advantage that can greatly accelerate product design and shorten time to market. InfiniBand is an interconnect technology that was designed to provide the highest scalability and efficiency for both clustering applications and storage. The latest InfiniBand products support up to 40 gigabit per second throughput, typically referred to as InfiniBand QDR for quad data rates, and 1 microsecond end-to-end latency. In order to provide the needed capabilities for a converged fabric solution, InfiniBand provides a fine granularity quality of service capabilities, RDMA for efficient data management, and transport offload for maintaining ultra-low CPU overhead or for maximizing the CPU cycles dedicated for the applications. The InfiniBand Trade Association, the organization that is responsible for the InfiniBand specification development, has announced the next speed bump of InfiniBand to be 80 gigabit per second per 4x port or 240 gigabit per second per 12x port. This speed bump was named EDR for 8 data rates. InfiniBand is the leading interconnect for efficient clustering solutions. IDC, the leading HPC analyst firm, has been covering the InfiniBand market in the last years, and according to their latest report, the InfiniBand market is expected to reach a $1 billion market in the 2010 or 2011 timeframe. With the fast adoption of InfiniBand Interconnect, and in particular Mellanox InfiniBand systems, IDC has updated their recent forecast to indicate a bigger growth rate compared to the previous reports. Actually, we are seeing that InfiniBand 20 gigabit per second and 40 gigabit per second faster increase than the forecast due to the fast adoption of multi-core CPUs, virtualization, and the expansion of InfiniBand into the enterprise data center. A good indication for the high-performance computing market trends is the top 500 list. The top 500 is a list of the 500 most powerful supercomputers in the world. The world's demand for more compute resources or compute power is clearly seen on the top 500 list. Clustering has become the natural choice for system architecture due to its unparalleled price performance advantages and the flexibility in systems design. InfiniBand is the only growing interconnect technology on the top 500 list, connecting the fastest supercomputing in the world, 4 of the top 10 systems, and over 50% of the top 100 systems, all based on Mellanox InfiniBand products. One of the new systems on the recent announced top 500 list is the system installed in the Shanghai Supercomputing Center as part of the China Grid Program, the biggest government project in China IT industry. The system includes 1920 servers, all connected together with InfiniBand. The system, installed by Dawning, achieved over 180 teraflops with almost 80% efficiency. This system, ranked number 10, uses Windows HPC Server 2008 with the new Network Direct interface and Mellanox ConnectX adapters and switch-based solutions for getting those remarkable performance results. The latest InfiniBand products from Mellanox are ConnectX adapter and InfiniScale 4 based system of 36, 324, and 648 40 gigabit per second port switches. The ConnectX adapter supports InfiniBand up to 40 gigabit per second and 10 gigabit Ethernet for maximum flexibility. The InfiniScale 4 base switches are full non-blocking and provide adaptive routing and congestion control for highest networking efficiency. During the last supercomputing conference that took place in Austin a few weeks ago, we have demonstrated together with Microsoft the largest ecosystem demonstration of InfiniBand 40 gigabit per second based on Mellanox adapters and 36 and 324 port switches. The demoed application was using Windows Server 2008 to show real-time rendering of a Boeing 777 model courtesy of Boeing in 3D. The rendering application used Data Direct Luster storage system that was connected to the 40 gigabit per second network for fast loading of the needed files, a rendering cluster at HP booth for the 3D rendering, and then distributes the pieces of data to the visualization servers across the show floor. The visualization nodes assembled the data and showed a 3D model in real time. For those who were at Supercomputing 08, I hope that you had a chance to see this great demonstration. In order to ensure high productivity, Mellanox products have been designed to provide the lowest end-to-end latency of 1 microsecond and the highest throughput of nearly 7 gigabytes per second. In the multi-core environment, it is critical to have an interconnect solution that not only provides the lowest latency, but it also able to provide the same low latency for multiple processes or multiple jobs running simultaneously. ConnectX was designed to handle more than 64 cores per server node in parallel while keeping the same low latency. The graph shows an example of an 8-core server where the same low latency is kept from 1 core to 8 cores. The InfiniBand Windows software stack is being developed in Open Fabric, Open Source Consortium, and Mellanox is a leading contributor to the development effort. The software stack provides support for HPC, EDC, and storage applications, MPI-based, TCP/UDP sockets, or SCSI-based application. The first driver layers on top of the InfiniBand HCA are the access layer and the InfiniBand verbs layer, both in the kernel space and in the user space, providing kernel bypass for user space applications. The tools provide capability to manage the cluster from any host in a system. IP over IP driver provides the ability to run any TCP/UDP based applications on top of InfiniBand. SRP provides connectivity for storage application. WinSock Direct Driver provides kernel bypass for socket-based applications. In the Windows Server 2003, the MPI was designed to run on top of WinSock Direct. Although there is a kernel bypass for WinSock Direct, still the performance or the latency capabilities of that MPI implementations were not the best due to the overhead of running MPI on top of sockets. In Windows HPC Server 2008, a new interface was introduced, Network Direct. Network Direct provides the capability to run NPI directly on top of the user space access layer, and therefore to achieve the lowest latency and to fully utilize the interconnect hardware capabilities. As I mentioned, the majority of the software development is done under the Open Fabric umbrella, where many vendors join forces, including Microsoft, in order to provide the best software solution for InfiniBand for Windows. At Mellanox, we qualify the software stack to provide the best performance and the needed robustness for any kind of usage, from HPC to EDC application, for legacy IP-based applications, and for storage applications. We are now in the latest phase of getting the Wiko logo for the Windows HPC Server 2008 drivers, and this should be completed in the next couple of weeks. More information can be found on Mellanox website, www.mellanox.com. I have explained briefly the performance difference between Windows Server 2008 and Windows Server 2003 and Windows Server 2008 in the previous slides. And in the next two slides, I will present the actual performance difference. One of the great benefits of using Windows is the ease of use of installations, maintenance, and usage. While the ease of use was provided with Server 2003, the performance capabilities were not the optimal ones due to running MPI on top of sockets. With the introduction of the Network Direct interface, Windows Server 2008 provides not only the promised ease of use, but also the world-leading performance capabilities. The latency was reduced by a factor of 6 with moving the MPI implementation from the socket layer to the Network Direct layer, which is basically an extension of the InfiniBand Verbs layer. The latency reduction now allows applications running on Windows to achieve the best scalability, efficiency, and productivity. One of the recent examples is, of course, the 1920 node cluster that was able to achieve over 180 teraflops with almost 80% efficiency. Another example for the performance benefits is illustrated in this slide. We have benchmarked ANSYS CFX Solver Manager running identical jobs on two different cluster groups. InfiniBand-enabled cluster on the left side and a gigabit Ethernet-enabled cluster on the right side. Given equal time, the InfiniBand-enabled cluster converged almost 2x faster than on gigabit Ethernet compute nodes. In Mellanox, we are delighted to work with Microsoft to provide the best solution to the end user. The Network Direct interface that we had the pleasure to work with Microsoft on, the creation of it, enables Windows HPC Server 2008 to provide the great InfiniBand capabilities and best productivity, which enables more and faster simulation while maintaining simplicity. It is now not only easy to get the cluster running and keep it running, but also to be able to achieve the best scalability and performance. InfiniBand performance and Windows productivity is basically Windows HPC Server 2008. Before I end my presentation part, I would like to introduce the HPC Advisory Council. The HPC Advisory Council is a computing ecosystem that includes best-in-class OEMs, strategic technology suppliers, independent software vendors, and selected end user across the entire range of the HPC market segments. As of September 2008, the council includes more than 60 members, including Microsoft. We are very happy to have them part of the HPC Advisory Council. The HPC Advisory Council mission is to bridge the gap between high-performance computing use and its potential, bring the beneficial capabilities of HPC to new users for better research, education, innovation, and product manufacturing, bring users the expertise needed to operate HPC systems provide application designer with the tools needed to enable parallel computing and to strengthen the qualifications and integration of HPC system products. For more information on the council, please visit the council website, hpcadvisorycouncil.molnox.com. And with that, I would like to move the mic back to, to move the mic to Eric Lenz.
Thank you, Gilad. My name is Eric Lance, and I'm a program manager on the HPC team at Microsoft. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the HPC, the newest version of Windows HPC Server, which is HPC Server 2008, and more specifically about the Network Direct interface and the very close working relationship we had with Mellanox in going through that design process of creating this new network RDMA networking interface and why we created it. So to get started, though, I wanted to make sure that the audience here had an idea of what HPC Server 2008 was. I'm going to go through these just at a very high level, and mostly it's background information that I wanted the readers to have, viewers to have after the fact if they choose to download the slides. To start with, HPC, the main goal of HPC Server 2008 is to allow you to accomplish more in less time with reduced effort by leveraging users' existing skills and integrating with the tools they are already using, as the slide says here. The point being that there's functionality in there for available for the administrator who has to maintain the cluster and keep it running, for application developers who write applications and need to drive the cluster and or need their applications to run very fast on the cluster. And we'll talk some more about that later. And then, of course, user interface, GUI kinds of interface into the cluster for end users who want to submit jobs, monitor the jobs and usage on the cluster, as well as command line and scripting kinds of interfaces that are available to them. One of the advantages of using HPC Server 2008 is that everything you need to run a server comes in one box. There's the HPC, there's the Windows Server 2008 HPC edition of the operating system, what we call the HPC pack, which includes everything that the HPC team at Microsoft, the team I work on, make, including a job scheduler and resource manager, the cluster management bit, which can be used to manage the cluster, you can, of course, if you have a larger cluster or have an enterprise class environment where you've got other Microsoft tools managing desktops and that sort of thing, you can leverage those technologies to manage your cluster as well. And then the MPI stack, and excuse me, that's the area where we're going to focus on today. So that with the combination of both of these things, the base OS and the pack, you end up with a complete solution, everything you need to make a cluster and easily install and bring up a cluster, and then once it's up, keep it running. So what's in Windows Server 2008 that's interesting from an HPC perspective? As you can see, quite a few things. There's one thing I'll bring your attention to. If you haven't tried PowerShell yet, do so. It's a very powerful shell from which you can operate a cluster and also, of course, operate the OS as well and manage one computer or a whole cluster easily. And it's the scripting that you can do in PowerShell is really quite amazing and very much like the Python or other scripting languages that you may have used before. One of the advantages of PowerShell is that it's very object-oriented, and you can pipe these objects from one command into another, and it's a very productive environment in which to work. And there's a lot of information on the Microsoft.com website about PowerShell. You just go to Microsoft.com, search for PowerShell, and you'll see a whole plethora of resources there to learn PowerShell and then example scripts. Performance-wise, there's a new TCP stack and some better, faster file I/O that's available as well. I'm not going to go through each of these in detail. I just wanted you to have a list of some of the things in the operating system that may be of interest to you. The second piece, as I mentioned before, is the HPC pack itself, and it consists of four different pieces: systems management, job scheduling, storage, and MPI and networking. And as you can see in the bubbles there, there are some details about each one of them. But the area where we'll focus is that lower left-hand corner, the networking and MPI portion of the graph. So if we continue on, during these presentations, I oftentimes get questions about, well, what exactly do you mean by a cluster? What does one of these things look like? And so here's a little schematic diagram of what a cluster can look like. The HPC Server 2008 supports five different network topologies, so you can have clusters that look very different than this, but here's a good example of one where we have a head node that's the central point of access to the cluster. The head node is where the scheduler runs and all the APIs for getting into the resources of the cluster live there. And you can make that cluster, given that it's the central point of access, you can make it redundant with a failover head node should you want to ensure that that resource stays up in a high availability kind of fashion. There are, in this case, a private network that goes to all of those compute nodes back there that over which we do management and other activities, and then an application network, which would typically be a high-speed network like InfiniBand, that provides a low-latency, high-throughput path for MPI traffic and other applications that might be running on your network. And then out the other end of the cluster, the other side of the head node, you'd be connected into your enterprise network. And this is where things like your Active Directory, you may have System Center, you may do some, have some storage out there that you're integrated with. This is one of HPC Server's strengths is its ability to integrate well and with a secure, manageable infrastructure based on Windows. Now let's get more specifically to the MSMPI features that are in HPC Server 2008. I'll talk more especially about the RDMA interface, but just to give you an overview of some of the other new features that are in the MPI stack that may be interesting to you. The first is that we've linked the MPI stack directly in with the event tracing for Windows infrastructure. What this enables is that the MPI messaging can be monitored for use of in debugging and profiling, understand how an MPI application is running and where it's spending its time so that it can be tuned, or if there are problems with stalling, waiting on network communication, you might need to get a faster network link like InfiniBand. You may need higher bandwidth access to file systems, et cetera. Here again, this is where an InfiniBand network might be useful for you. And you can do all of this whether you have the source code for an application or not. Because we've tied the MPI stack, very low-level component, into the event tracing for Windows, it means that you can trace even commercial apps, applications for which you don't have the source, and understand where the performance bottlenecks may lie on your particular cluster. We've also spent a lot of time in the 2008 release on improving the shared memory communication. Gilad mentioned the very high efficiencies that we saw at the Shanghai Supercomputing Center and elsewhere. And a good deal of that, the majority of that, comes from the new Network Direct interface and being able to run over a high-performance fabric like InfiniBand. Another component of that increased efficiency was that we spent a lot of time improving the shared memory communications between processes or MPI ranks that are on a single node. And the MPI stack will automatically switch back and forth between the network and the shared memory communication. I'll talk some more about that in a moment and why that's important. The third point is, of course, this Network Direct interface, our new Network Direct interface, which we're very proud of, and it works very well with InfiniBand. And then lastly, we have a managed MPI library that was done in collaboration with the folks at Indiana University that we call MPI.net, which provides a way for you to do MPI programming in a very high productivity environment that is .NET and Visual Studio. Because there are many times when an application, a researcher, an engineer, actually has to change the source code of an application to get the simulation or behavior that they want. And many engineers and scientists are not professional programmers, and the .NET environment is a very productive place for them to be able to program in. So the MPI.NET interface has actually gotten a lot of interest, a lot of folks working with that interface in academia and elsewhere where the engineers actually alter source code to get the behavior they need. Let's continue on. And I mentioned the event tracing for Windows. I'll speak just a little bit more about that. It produces, in the end, a single time-correlated log of all of the MPI events across all of the nodes. To do that, we augmented the event tracing for Windows a bit in this release to allow very high resolution synchronization over the events across many nodes. So we had to synchronize the clocks very accurately. As Gilad mentioned, with latencies on InfiniBand of 1 and 2 microseconds, obviously the logs have to be very closely well synchronized to be able to understand which events were coming first on that kind of a scale. And we were able to do that with the tracing in HPC Server 2008. The display of those logs can be done in several different ways, as you can see. One of the best ways is using Vampir, which now has a port that runs on Windows. Vampir has been used for a long time in the HPC community for viewing traces and is one of the premier tools for doing such. And with the release of HPC Server 2008, the folks at Vampir Technical University in Dresden have released a Windows version. And as you can see here, it provides you with many different views of this data and lets you make sense of this very large amount of data in a graphical way. You can also use the Intel Trace Analyzer. We have a converter that converts the files to MPitch's jump shot format from Argonne National Labs. And of course, there are times when you'll want to just look at these logs in text. And of course, we're able to dump them out that way as well. Now, I mentioned the shared memory improvements. This is especially important in the case where we have many cores on the compute nodes. It's common now to have 4 and 8 and cores on these compute nodes. And so when MPI ranks are communicating between ranks on a single node, we have a shared memory path for them to go through that not only provides for very low latency and very high bandwidth communication, but also does that while keeping the CPU utilization low. And that's a big improvement in our MPI stack from version 1 that's contributed significantly to the increase in efficiencies that we see. But what was the biggest difference, the reason that we've gone from HPC version, excuse me, HPC 2008, gone to such high efficiencies on these different classes of motherboards that are as good as any operating system and better than many, better than all in some cases. How did we get to that? Those kinds of efficiencies, the majority of that, the biggest contributor was the RDMA networking that we're able to do to leverage the strength of InfiniBand. And RDMA, if you're not familiar with that term, is direct memory access to an application buffer, but across a network, so that one node can reach out and place data in the memory of another node without bothering the CPU on that node. And what that does is to hugely lower the CPU load to do networking, which means that those CPU cycles can be used for other things like making progress on the calculations that the node's trying to get done instead of making bits go through a TCP stack or elsewhere. So RDMA consists of two different modes, send-receive type mode that you may be more familiar with, or that's much more like the way a socket works, or akin to the way a socket works. And that works very well for small operations, small packets that are being sent from one node to another. And then what we call read-write operations, where especially for larger packet sizes, we spend a little bit of time setting up the transfer up front, but then we can transfer huge amounts of data and we get very high bandwidth numbers because of the ability to do these read-write operations. And so let's talk more specifically about our implementation of Network Direct. As Gilad had mentioned, we had in our version 1, we had this WinSock Direct provider path, which was a lower latency path than going through the TCP stack, as you can see here on the left, but still required the emulation, so to speak, of a socket. We had to fit into a socket metaphor. Whereas in HPC Server 2008, we created this Network Direct path where sockets aren't involved at all. In fact, this is a verbs-based interface, and it was designed specifically to be a very close fit to the native interface that InfiniBand uses, as well as the interfaces used by other high-performance fabrics like iWarp for 10 gig and Mirinet. But the key partner in creating this interface and the partner with the most market share, if you will, out there, where we actually have proven this technology, has been with InfiniBand. In short, the MSMPI stack in HPC Server 2008 is capable of four different networking paths. Shared memory between processors on a motherboard. It can use the TCP/IP stack for traffic where no InfiniBand network exists or no other network exists, or traffic where there needs to be some routing involved out onto some node that's physically far distant. Normally that doesn't happen though. Normally if folks want to have a fast cluster, all of the nodes will be on a single subnet. And in that case, a technology like WinSock Direct or better yet, with HPC Server 2008, Network Direct is what will give by far the best performance. So, out of all these slides, what is it that I'd really hope that you'd remember from today? There's really 3 points. First, Network Direct is fast. And we have the proof points for that out in the top 500 run as well as in industry. But the ones that are most visible are the top 500 runs, where at NCSA, at UMEA, at Aachen University, we're able to run at efficiencies that rival or beat the efficiencies that they were able to get on any other operating system. And then most recently in the November top 500 list at the Shanghai Supercomputing Center, where we ran 30,000 cores for 8 hours to get the final number that was turned in for the Dawning cluster. Which gets to my second point. Network Direct is not just fast, it's stable. We routinely run it on large clusters. We have a 2,000 core cluster we use for internal development and testers that is used to routinely test every modification we make and test driver drops that we get from Mellanox and the other InfiniBand vendors. And we don't just run for 10 minutes, we don't run for an hour, we run for days and days without failure. And if you've run MPI before, you know that MPI failures are very easy to spot. All it takes is one network failure and the whole MPI job will come down. So that's why we focused on working with vendors, especially with Mellanox, to make these drivers as stable and efficient as possible. And then lastly, the Network Direct is, like other Windows technologies, is logo tested. That means that the HPC team, the core networking team for Windows, and the Windows logo teams have worked together to create a logo program for Network Direct drivers, which ensures the quality and consistency that you'd expect on a Windows product is delivered with all the Network Direct drivers, as well as any other driver that's delivered for Windows and signed with the Windows Server 2008 logo. So, if I can switch to this next slide here. Now, for your entertainment and perusal later, I've included a couple more slides. The first is a comparison between our version 1 and version 2 products for various different aspects of the product, management, the network capabilities, programmability, etc. And the second are a list of links, the first of which is where you can download HPC Server 2008 and an evaluation of that and go ahead and install it and run it today. You can install it even on a single machine, and the MPI stack will emulate an entire cluster for you if you like. But there's a set of other links there for more technical information on HPC Server 2008. And with that, I'll turn things back to Aurora, and we can start our Q&A session.
Thank you so much, Eric. So I'd just like to remind everybody to submit a question. You can go ahead and type your question in the Q&A manager there and then just click Ask. And also, if you'd like to print the deck, the PDF, you can hit Control-P. There's also a printer icon there in the lower right-hand corner of the client. You can print that as well if you want to get a copy of that PowerPoint deck. And, Eric, with that, I'll hand it back to you to go over any questions.
Sure. As Aurora said, go ahead and enter your questions. We have a couple here. Where do I get Network Direct drivers for my InfiniBand network? Gilad, would you want to take that one?
Yeah, sure. So the simplest way to get the drivers is to go to Mellanox website and other solutions and software. There is a tab for downloading the drivers for Windows HPC Server 2008. I want also to emphasize that the drivers are being developed under the Open Fabric Consortium, And at Mellanox, we are we're taking the drivers. We are part of the development, but we're also taking the drivers running qualifications and putting that in a very easy-to-use installer options. And the full package is available on the Mellanox website.
And along that line, there's a question, does Microsoft support Open Fabric? And I'll take that one. And the answer is a wholehearted yes. We worked very closely with the Open Fabrics Alliance. I personally attend Open Fabrics meetings. We are enlisted in that open source driver project, and so that we can contribute code, and we actively support that group, and it's from that common source that the drivers, that each of the individual vendors, some of them add additional stuff, but it's they all draw from that common core functionality in creating their own drivers and the ones that they submit for logo testing. So, yes, it's a great organization, and we do all we can to support that activity.
I'll take the next question. Question about the HPC Advisory Council, where I can find more info and how to join. So the HPC Council was established to provide better HPC knowledge, education, and outreach to end users. And many vendors and end users joined together to form this kind of organization, and Microsoft is an essential part of what we're doing. We are focusing on helping people to understand the benefits of high-performance computing, how to easily build clusters, how to really gain the productivity that clusters can provide. So for more information for that, you can go to the HPC Advisory Council website, which is hpcadvisorycouncil.mellanox.com. But for questions and other issues like that, you can also send an email to hpc@mellanox.com, and I'll receive those emails and respond back.
And we have a question, is the InfiniBand deck available at the beginning of this webcast? Available. Oh, okay. So is the question of, are the Mellanox slides from the beginning of the webcast available for download?
I think, well, the slides are there, and I think they are available for download.
They actually are. They can be printed to a PDF. Would be the easiest, as Aurora was mentioning, and you can do that with the print icon. And I would say if you wanted to get the actual slides, maybe go out if you want to share your email. Someone could email you with that request, or we could get back to Ozzy, the person who asked the question.
And then there was another question that was there for a while. It seems to be gone from the manager UI right now, but a question about are parallel file systems supported like Lustre and others? And the answer is yes. We've got folks within Microsoft's HPC team that actively work with the parallel file system vendors for making those Windows clients the best that they can be for these different parallel file systems. There are several that are available. And they're described in some of the overview documentation on the Microsoft.com/HPC website. And I'd encourage you to have a look at those. And then maybe lastly, last question here, what's the easiest way to install the network direct drivers across an entire cluster? And that similar kind of question I get, is it difficult to install this stuff and get it running? And the answer is no. There's one of the capabilities of the Windows HPC Server 2008 management infrastructure is that you can image compute nodes, blow an image out onto a compute node very easily. And you can also customize that image by adding drivers, we call it driver injection, into that image. So it's a very simple matter from within the UI to you simply say you want to manage drivers and you want to add one. You go out to your folder where you've unloaded your drivers from Mellanox for your InfiniBand network. You choose, there's some INF files that are out there. Just go ahead and choose them all. They, no matter what kind of Mellanox cards you have, whether they're the ConnectX style or the older InfiniHost 3 style, it'll apply the right drivers. So just pick all, there'll be four of them or five of them. You go ahead and just pick all of them, and that's it. Then you right-click on the set of nodes that you want to install that image onto, and away it goes. So it's very simple. The drivers will come up. You can turn on the DHCP services for your InfiniBand network so that the IP addresses are all automatically assigned. You don't have to mess around with manually or using scripts to assign them. And the cluster just comes up and works. So it's really simple to use these network direct drivers and inject them into your image and onto your cluster. Okay, with that, I guess we'll wrap things up. I'll turn it back to Aurora.
Alrighty. Well, I would just like to extend a special thank you to our presenters today for presenting, and I would like to thank everyone for joining today's webcast. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's event. Thank you so much for joining us.